do it that way, or if you trying to, yeah.
Hey, no statements, no statements, man.
Oh, man.
You dig.
We live right now, baby.
We live and booted up.
We are
two
live.
Two pills booted up.
Episode number motherfucking one.
Big Listen, lady in the building.
This is No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world, and I got my own show with my own people. You get what I'm saying?
Dig.
No statements, episode one, man. I got young Barry Gordy to my left, man, YBG, for the big old feet, man. Introduce yourself, man. You know what I mean?
You know, it's just young Barry Gordy, and I'm very sporty on a punk bitch, man, you know?
Hey, man, it's the first 5 minutes, but you know, so go ahead.
You know, and I'm very sporty. You know what's going on, man.
Hey, and we got Big Liddy, Big Liddy.
If you want this fade, come and get it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here, first of all.
Come on, man.
Happy to be here. You feel me?
You my sister, man. When you know, as soon as they said that, hey, we need a female that's know what's going on in the streets and still could be a woman, I only thought of a couple people, and definitely my sister was one of them. You know, they don't know our relationship because I don't post everybody. I ain't really like a person who posts.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you definitely know we support each other to the fullest. You got a relationship with my, we got damn near the same management, PR,
and all of this shit.
They got a relationship with my wife, so you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Liddy, man.
Man, shout out Big Liddy and this motherfucker.
Shout out to everybody. Like, everybody black in the building, first of all. But let me introduce myself real quick.
Thank
I think
you.
I need too much of an introduction.
About to do that,
you
man.
Feel me? Liddy Michelle, Big Liddy. You already know where I come from.
Not
I come
Liddy,
from
yeah.
LA. The real South Central baddie. So, you know,
yeah.
Ain't got to say too much. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Man, you know. This is a Now That's TV superstar, you know what I'm saying?
The superstar.
The
superstar.
The superstar.
Y'all go tap into her episodes, man. She got her own podcast.
Yes.
I checked
her
out.
The Liddy Show. The Liddy Show, where it's popping at. And I hit 100,000 views.
Hey,
I hit 100,000 views on one of my videos.
Clip.
Today.
I seen
or,
that.
No,
a whole episode. A whole episode.
In one day, though.
Yeah.
I did my research.
That Ooh. Way.
I did my research.
Hey, that's a big congratulations, man. You know, it ain't nothing but
you
big
feel
love.
Me? Yes, yes. But, you know, that's just what happens when real bitches come together. Like, you know, like, we could fight, we could squabble, but if we could come down together and we can have a conversation, it's going to make magic. And I just showed that. It's making magic.
Making magic, man.
You don't need no statement. You see the numbers.
Yeah, man.
No
statements, man. You
no statement.
Hey, don't let that bother you. You understand
me?
At YBG, man. Where you come from, man? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, I'm right about the trenches, man. I'm straight out of LA, you know, out the hundreds, you know, to be exact, Westmont District, you feel me? So, you know, I got to just put on, you know, for my section, for my people, you know. I'm an artist out here, so you know we've been rocking for a minute. Me and Brick, we've been rocking for a minute since like 2012, but we reconnected, and we've been locked in ever since. I'm right here,
man.
Baby.
Come on, man.
I'm right here, man.
And what side of the city you come out of? You don't gotta go if you don't want to. You could be a lady, or
I'm
you could let
lady.
Them know.
Lady in the streets, but you're gonna hear some Crip shit. You feel me? So.
Damn.
You already know, you
okay.
know. I'm from LA. I'm from South Central. Like, my mom had us moving all around, so I'm like a East Side West Side baby.
But
to
the
keep
East Side
real.
Hen is for real though. Like,
you feel me?
Yeah.
103rd Street. You feel
yeah.
me?
103rd
Street. HTM, when you see him, all four corners, you already know.
Yeah,
y'all know the lingo.
True.
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? 347-88. You feel me?
Hold on. So I really did my research, Brick. So. You said you're from the 100, like on the
I'm
east side.
I'm from Hard Time. I'm from
okay.
Yeah.
Say that then. All right, say that.
Yeah.
But look, so how you go from there and you go to school in Narbonne? How that happened?
So my mom had moved to these projects in Lomita. Shout out to Harbor Hills. I actually did a video there with Corrupt. Shout out to
Fire.
OG Corrupt. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I had put women
Got
together
it,
on that project. So when my mom was living there, I had actually had just got out of foster care. Shout out to my mama, though. She's a strong black woman. I had got out of foster care, and my mama was living there. So I don't want to say I was a bad kid, but, you know, you know, if you heard about me at Narbonne, you know that I played basketball at Narbonne on a house arrest bracelet. So I shouldn't have to say too much. You get what I'm saying? So,
but
you know.
The Gauchos, they always had a full, like, girls team. They girls team
always the girls basketball team was always some hoopers.
Yeah.
You feel me? For sure. We had a good girls basketball team.
Man, I'm a real L.A. talk, man. Yeah. Y'all tap in those things.
Yeah, I went to Washington,
The Gauchos always had something going on.
Oh, period. You went to Washington. We used to whoop y'all ass.
We used to take it there with y'all. You feel me? I don't
remember Washington winning a game against Narbonne, whether it was football or basketball.
Man, look, the ones that know, they know.
I went to Westchester.
The ones that know, they know.
I don't remember.
The ones that know, they know. I graduated in 09, man.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Really did some damage out there on that field and all that.
I mean, y'all had to
turn it up towards your mom.
There we go. Y'all had like I remember when Washington used to come out, y'all would have like, everybody had like a different color jersey on. Like, y'all wasn't like color.
Washington broke his foot.
Hey, no, that's some real shit, man. Hey, my school was in the trenches, man. They done made a damn movie about my school. Like, fucking Denzel Washington.
Denzel, they done made all types.
Washington is known for being like one of the worst schools in Los Angeles Unified School District.
Locke,
you know, you got some of those ones, Crenshaw, you know, all those ones, but...
give me some candy.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there.
Them party favors I brought there, you know. I ain't get your snack on. Yeah, but Washington, Narbonne, we had, like, you know, a big rivalry, you know. Shout out to all my... All my niggas I played against and all that shit, man.
And I know how, you know, I went to Narbonne. I seen somebody on your post. They was like, I know her.
You got
to go to school with her. I was terrible at Narbonne, though. I was terrible. My uncle.
What you mean terrible? Like, you was bad? Like you was like, being bad?
I wouldn't say bad. I would just say, like, I wouldn't necessarily start the shit, but if you see me coming, then you knew it was about to be a fight.
So you was just known for squabbling.
Still pretty now, because that's when you see
they be Liddy, trying to bully me.
Man, yeah, right. Y'all be putting together ganders, man.
They be trying to bully me. I promise you it don't be me.
If y'all haven't tapped in, man, go tap in to South Central Baggage, man. She says she not a shit starter. We gonna see what's going
on,
man.
I'm not a shit starter.
Shout out South Central Baggage, man. So, they be squabbing like a motherfucker on that motherfucker.
I know that this is like a very intimate time where this is not an interview, though. You understand me? This is no statements. We finna get into this shit, man.
Straight
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we finna show the personality, man. All going digging deep into people's past, man. We let the internet go into that, man. Right now, we here to have fun. And it's all Keyways right here, right now. So we definitely on some
I'm feeling the energy. I love it, man.
Yeah, man. So, what we got for our first topic, man?
First topic.
Yeah. Oh.
42 look, Doug versus Offset.
42 Doug. Man, have y'all seen the live? You seen Doug going in on these niggas earlier?
Yeah, I seen it.
So I guess him and Offset, they been having a problem. That might have been the 4PF and Migo beef streaming over. I don't know what's going on, but let's see what you guys say. Yeah. Oh, he talking about what?
You can put the headphone.
Where the headphone?
No, I mean either one. Whatever. Nah, you know I definitely don't want to hear that one. Or we could go. Oh, we could. But that's where it stems from, right? Yeah. Come on, let's hear it. When y'all trying to talk and react to something, just tell them to do pause because it sounds crazy.
Share your headphones with her.
All right. Yeah, it sound crazy. What you got? You got to just flip the headphones in and out.
Oh, no, we going to share it. We share the same one?
Yeah, just flip. Yeah, one flip one. Bop, bop. Yeah, nah. So, basically, when y'all trying to talk over it, just we going to pause it. We going to react to it. So, let's get into it, man. What we going to do? We going to Doug first or we going to listen to Wax shit first? Let's go Doug, the shorter one.
Hey, me to stop fucking with them. Stop getting on these niggas' ass. Nigga, what you talking about, nigga? Oh, fuck for my kids, nigga. Them niggas paid us to get off their ass.
I was there.
Fuck them out, nigga. Like, nigga, you turn these niggas up, nigga. Them niggas hoes, nigga. It's the same thing I told the nigga Whack 100, man. These niggas, Nigga, you old lame turning these niggas up. Nigga, you know these niggas ain't stepping like that, nigga. And I was by myself with $100,000. They tried me, bro. Right or wrong, they tried me. They surrounded me, told me, get. I ain't giving a rich nigga shit, nigga. And we, my mama can die right now.
Where we catch niggas at? Where me, you, and Squeeze catch niggas at, doggy?
Got it. My mama could die if I'm lying, bro. I didn't get them niggas a dime, bro. And again, I was by myself, Gotti. Who you know doing that? Who you know leaving somewhere with 100,000, surrounded by 12 niggas with poles, and leave out that bitch with all his money, all his jewelry? Y'all ain't never seen a chain come on missing a dub. What y'all talking about? You, nigga, I have they ain't took shit from me, nigga. Them niggas tried me. You niggas get tried. You feel me? Hey, I was new today. Niggas tried me. I bet you they bruh.
Man, them niggas got
bruh.
All type of shit done today, yeah.
We made these niggas tap out, nigga.
Where we catching man, doggy?
Bruh. Come on, man. We chase niggas on elevators. Beat niggas all in motherfucking Indiana.
Took niggas like, chains, niggas, all type of shit.
Like, what the fuck am I? I'm like, nigga.
Nigga, do I have to show this shit, nigga? See, niggas don't know that the whole 42 crew in Detroit, they all real steppers, right? So for Doug to get his change, for a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, for that to come out on him, I don't believe it. I know both sides. You know, we both know both sides. Yeah. We be with the Migos, yeah. The whole little Migos game. We be, yeah. But Doug, I don't see them niggas going through Doug's pocket, man. And he's on here self-snitching, man. How you feel? I'm just like, nigga, I wouldn't even have went into detail about all that shit, man. Niggas already know how y'all Detroit niggas coming out there, man. Y'all
Detroit niggas don't play. They don't play.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
I got the information before this shit even hit the net, you know, we got some inside sources, you know the truth. So I'm
so,
like,
so you got
I didn't know, I didn't believe it.
We
I
niggas.
I didn't
so get, I got the tea.
Yeah, that means, yeah.
You got the tea, Gordy.
No, we got the tea.
You got
no,
the
we
tea.
Got some coffee around as well.
hey, look. So no, what you hear?
No, so shout out to Foe, man. 15 minutes with Foe, man. Shout out to Foe. No, Foe let me know. He was like, he called me. He called me in the morning, like, hey, Gordy, oh shit. Oh man, Offset with the whoop. He was saying that it happened at this nigga studio. I think it was Wax Studio, or
yeah.
One of them nigga studios. But he was saying that the nigga ran off with the dough. 42 did some like smooth shit. Ran off with the dough, and they got up on Cuz and literally took Cuz shit. That's what they said. They said they took Cuz shit. And I'm like, nah, I don't believe it because I would have been seen it on the net.
He but ran off with what though? But it didn't
run off with.
Yeah, who though he ran off with?
42. They said Offset took. No, 42 took Offset though. In the dice game.
Yeah.
Ran like did some fast shit. Offset like you feel me reacted like I know this nigga did not just do what I think he just did.
Took off. So he didn't give him no action back at his dice.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, it's some dice shit.
So he didn't run off with it then. He won.
He won.
See, that's the thing. If you shooting dice, that's why I don't. That's
we
why
don't
be
know that
niggas.
Though. No, we don't know that. He could have just lost and picked up his money and walked off. We don't know. We
so then
there.
Why they saying he ran off? Like that's not even.
First
cheap.
Of all, if he took something, they would have fried his ass. So he had to win the money. They probably tried to get up on him like, hey, you ain't gonna give him action at his money back, then you gotta run some of that money back. Like, whoa, you can't like, run
I,
with
I,
the honey.
Yeah, I can see that.
He probably like, you can't run with the honey. Yeah, you know I mean, I don't know. Cuz say he went untouched.
I ended up I ended up listening to Wax story. You know, Wax gonna put dubs on shit regardless. But, you know, he talking about he had 42 R him dub and have 42 answering and yes man and right next to him and shit. So I'm like, the shit that Wax saying, it don't sound accurate. So I don't know.
So yeah, I don't know. That don't sound right. It sound like from what you said, it sound like they was shooting dice. Oh boy was mad he lost and he was like, no get back. And then they got mad.
and he walked up out of there.
Yeah, he walked up out of there with his money that he won.
And you heard what he said. He said, I ain't giving a rich nigga shit. Nigga, you niggas ain't starving. Nigga, blow that motherfucker. You gonna blow it.
He popping. So he did what he did. He did what he did, and he's standing on it. And he ain't telling no stories.
I was standing on
straight
up. Don't shoot dice for me. You're not getting shit.
Yeah, like, nigga, I can leave when I want to. It's a dice game, nigga. When I'm finna, he probably hit him with the, hey, stay right here. I'm finna go get another 50 out the house. I just only had it. Man, call me when you get that other 50. I'm finna go put 50 of this up.
Straight up.
What are you talking about?
That was a good thing. That was a good dice game.
So, yeah, straight up.
They be having them. In the A, they be having them ones, though. It couldn't have been that wax studio, though. That ain't what's going on. Hey, so let's hear from what Wack got to say. And feel free to tell him to pause it whenever when y'all want to say something. Just don't talk over the recording.
Love our shenanigans down there. That's why I shouted him out. He definitely got it.
Clubhouse shenanigans.
This is Clubhouse?
This nigga
is
crazy. That's the only place you go here and Wack at.
Wack is a trip.
You gotta let a nigga get even. Got to. At least let a nigga get even.
Nigga, that's how the whole 42 Doug beef started with Offset. I was there. I watched it. Got in the middle of it. Stopped it. It would have blazed that night. Over dice.
Damn, that's crazy.
I watched it. If it wasn't for Wack, that shit would have been in the motherfucking news that night. At least 7-8 niggas would have been dead. It's a fact.
Real shit.
I watched it. I told a nigga, Doug, you all the way wrong. You wrong, nigga. Straight up. Offset was up. He was in you. Offset was in this nigga about 30.
You heard it right there? He said he was there, and he said he told Doug. He said, Doug, then you wrong.
Oh, because he said Offset was in that 130, and he walked out on cuz.
So now you know our politics different out here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was any LA niggas around, or which I feel like it wasn't, but they get down different, bro. You feel me? All that moving fast shit.
Man, a nigga ain't walking out nothing if I'm in there 30. Nigga, how you still let him leave untouched? But let him keep going. Let's see what goes on next real quick, man. Yeah, I ain't letting a nigga walk out with 30, though.
I go in the motherfucking booth, come back out, Doug and Offset.
Hold on real quick. This is Black talking, 20. Though, so we're believing 25% of this shit.
It's Offset dice. Offset nigga say fuck no 1,000 a hand. Let's shoot 5 a hand. Doug like, fuck it, let's roll. Offset hit him, bam. Then he hit him again, bam. Doug picked his money off the ground, said, I'm done. Fuck you mean you done, nigga? My dice. When I was in you, nigga, and it was your dice, I didn't pick up and say I'm done. Long as it's my dice, you got to shoot.
Keep going, yeah.
That nigga Offset was on that nigga.
That nigga picked his money up and tried to walk out that studio. That nigga Offset looked around. He said, did this nigga just do what I think he did? That nigga lit out that door. If I wouldn't have tried to behind that nigga did it like a gangster when Doug Pockets took his money and fired on Doug. One-on-one. Boom. Pow. Bitch ass nigga, you got me fucked up. One-on-one.
Oh, damn.
Did it like a gangster.
What the fuck is...
Nigga start whipping out. I grabbed 42 Doug. Grabbed him. Told his little homies, y'all put that up. Offset going back in the studio. Offset had his little goons with him. He had his little goons with him. They wasn't budget. I said, Offset, you know it's going to be hell to pay coming in the morning. I'm QC. We had QC Studio.
I'm out here right now.
Take your ass back in the motherfucking studio, all you little niggas. They like, fuck that shit, fuck that. Offset team ready too. All these niggas is whipped out. Offset said, nah, I can't. I gotta listen to him. He right. I said, go back. I got Doug in my right arm. I got a stick in my left. I'm telling them little niggas, you niggas better not do no moving. Offset, y'all go in the fucking studio. Go back to the studio. Y'all crack the gate.
You see what I said right there? He said, I got Doug on my right arm.
Yeah.
And I got the stick on my left. So nigga must be left-handed like a motherfucker.
So, no.
nigga better be left-handed than the bitch, boy.
But my whole thing is this, too. Like, you always talk about people be telling on you, talking about you got blur, but you talking about you got blicko.
You know what you're doing, gang.
So, at this point, what you think? Doug say a nigga ain't did shit, ain't went in the nigga pockets, ain't took nothing. Wax saying that Offset went in the pockets.
But that's what I'm saying. If he went in the pockets, why you ain't letting him get his get back or let him do it? Like, you know what I'm saying? He said it was going to be a shootout.
Where was Doug Boys at? He was there by himself?
He said that he told Doug Boys to put that shit up. So I guess Wack is the one standing in the middle of this when all this going on.
And they just let
I could go for that, though. I know how Wack moved. I could go for him trying to mediate, you know what I'm saying?
Situation. But he said he had him, like, hemmed up. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah, with his right arm. And then he said he talking to him like, he said he's straight. You straight, right?
Nah.
Play it, Hurley.
I don't know.
Y'all little niggas walk out to y'all car. I said, Doug, all right? He all right? Tell him you all right. I'm all right. Yeah, I'll walk to y'all cars. I got off sitting them back in the studio. Got them niggas on the other side of that gate. I walked Doug to the gate. And they got on just like that.
Damn,
anybody tell me that I was right there.
So... He's saying that a nigga took the money. He ain't never said nobody gave it back.
Try to play with that nigga.
You know how much shit would have changed? And this was like right before Doug sparked. He wouldn't have been around for the spark. Offset, some of his people would have been dead. QC Studios would have been under investigation. All kind of fucked up shit would happen.
This was like 3 years ago, huh,
Wack? Well, my mama, me and Blueface was in there making that song that Offset off.
So they talking
bust
about
down.
Wait, pause.
We may bust down that night.
They talking about some shit that happened 3 years ago, or is this current?
What are we talking about?
It's 3 years old.
This 3 years old, but Wack decided to just put this out, or how did this come
Hold
out?
Hold on. Who put this out? Why are we talking about this?
This nigga is a gossiping ass nigga. I don't know if you cool with Wack, so I don't want to fuck you up with all that. This nigga is a gossiping ass nigga, though. That's what's going on. You bring up some shit 3 years old to put everybody beef. This nigga on federal probation once again. You get what I'm saying? Saying
situations that happened and transpired. All this other shit happened when this man got to have an image and hold an image saying that he don't be on this shit or not doing this shit. Like, come on, gang. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I wouldn't have paid this one no attention. I don't really got to hear no more. It's 3 years old.
If this shit 3 years old, if this didn't happen when Doug got out of jail, man, beat it. Beat feet.
Like, but I hate that. Like, when people bring up shit that's old, like, I hate that shit. But it just depends on it. Like, if you popping it, like, was there a reason for this? Like, was it brought up because, like, he was popping it or it just, like, woke up
he
in the morning?
He just on Clubhouse felt like he... just want to tell stories or something. I don't know.
Because I'm going to hold the tea until you fuck with me.
Ain't nobody fucking with Cuz. Cuz reached out for a feature or something and it didn't go that way, so he put out a story on Doug. Like, I don't get it.
I'm going to look back and tell what was the origin. Like, what was the...
He ain't going to never tell you that. You'll never figure that one out. Dead homies, you're never going to figure out why Wack did what he did. That shit be sitting in the arsenal. You get what I'm saying?
Gotta go to Clubhouse.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, nigga, since we're right there.
I didn't know people were still on Clubhouse like that.
No,
Clubhouse. He's keeping Clubhouse alive.
Yeah, he keep Clubhouse alive. Like, it's a couple rooms that it's just a room for... I don't go on Clubhouse because it reminds me of the party line, first and foremost.
It's definitely the party line. The loop, oh my God.
Niggas is on the loop, goddamn.
I used to be changing my voice on the loop, like,
that's what I'm saying. Nigga, first of all, I was too young to be on the goddamn loop. I'm like, yeah, this goddamn Terrell.
I'm 15.
Put your big voice on.
Yeah, you know this Terrence, and you know I'm 17. You know I got the left ear. Like, man, so stupid ass.
Yeah, that's how niggas look, used to be on there too.
And then you tell him,
got the left ear. Yeah. You didn't tell him about your tongue ring,
nah,
pussy.
Man, fuck you. Nah, push. Yeah, push. You got me fucked. You got my game fucked up.
What's wrong with a tongue ring?
Man, y'all got my game all the way fucked up.
Ladies look like it was finna be sexy. You should have seen them eyes. He said, you want this fade.
On the loop, motherfucker just be like, you know, press 8 if you want to, you know, chop it up with him. Press 8 if you want to chop it up with me. I'm like, this motherfucker is crazy.
Oh, man.
It was the private rooms.
Yeah, I definitely used to be in that motherfucker playing Jodeci and that motherfucker, all type of slow shit, Carl Thomas.
For all you young heads and y'all don't have no idea what we talking about, this before Instagram, this before AIM, this before MySpace.
That was our social media.
That was social media. Motherfucker trying to hear how a bitch sound. You got to link up with the bitch at the mall.
Catfish at its finest.
Yeah, for real.
You got to link
catfish at its finest.
Oh, before a catfish was a catfish. Oh, on the dead homies.
Catfish.
Hey, early, your mic on? Did you guys used to have like party lines and shit that y'all used to be on when y'all was kids?
Before my shit, honestly, I was in the AIM.
Oh, yeah, AIM.
I remember AIM.
AIM, AIM. Bro. What was your AIM name?
I can't even tell you.
Nah,
bro.
Tell me.
I don't remember my instant messenger name. It had to be Big Liddy.
Y'all.
It was some disrespectful shit though.
I've actually been Liddy for a long time.
So what was your AIM name?
It was something else though. It was like chocolate something. Chalk something.
Look at all that chocolate over there. She got all that chocolate.
It was something like that. It wasn't Liddy though, but I've been Liddy since high school.
My shit was something disrespectful, I think.
Oh, shout out Tree, man. I got my Tree.
It was crazy. Yeah. Because, you know, that's back when we was kids. My shit was all type of kill this, that, and the other case.
What we got next, Shirley?
Nah, wait, hold on. Before we even jump into that, since we right there, so Cash Jones got somebody that he kicks it with named Christopher Lovejoy. That's whack. So
you about to get into it.
Who is Christopher
this
Lovejoy?
This off script.
You ever see a dude called 600 Boxer from my...
Yeah.
600. Yeah,
the boxer man. One. I was supposed to be on a card with them at one point in time.
Oh, yeah, with Cartoon?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Who was it? I think it was C-Mac on the card. It was me.
600 Doubtfire.
600, and then it was like... Some Beth Mexican girl, and they put me on the flyer, and I was scared. I'm like, hold on, I'm not fighting her. Like, for real.
It was a buff, like a real boxer?
Yeah, like, she knew what she was doing. She wasn't about to beat my ass.
You went down her page?
Yeah.
She was in there boxing and shit?
Like, I Googled her. I was like, ah, nah.
Nah, that's a nigga from the area. So a very controversial picture got taken yesterday here at the No Jumper store. Very controversial. It was me, DW Flame, 600, and his artist. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the area with 600.
Right. But how did that even transpire?
So, basically, I come to work early once again. I come in. I come through the back door. I don't know it's an interview going on. I kind of just bust in. I was supposed to knock and all that shit first. I just kind of bust in. So now I'm at the right there at the drapes, and I look in, and it's Lovejoy.
I seen it on the board.
So mind you, I don't know that he been posting crazy shit about Unk being banned from the South and all that stuff earlier that day. Like, he posting shit like, derogatory shit towards Big U. So now I come in, boom. When I come in, I see it's in my eye. What up, neighbor? You know what I'm saying? Now I know it's an interview. I go outside. I'm like, hey, man. I tell Josh, like, hey, clip me out that part of the interview. I don't even want to. And then as soon as I close the door, I hear Big U name go off, right? I'm like, yeah, Big U. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm telling Adam, like, man, we ain't finna do the hood politics up here. This is my session. You know what I'm saying? Like, I y'all can give me feedback, but y'all really don't have to give intel.
No, I think, bro,
you be with me every day, so you know, cuz.
The end of the day, bro, what's in the hood should stay in the hood, bro. It don't need to be on nobody's internet, no hood names, no real names, no none of that. And I personally told 600 in his face, bro, exactly how I feel. All the shit that Cub been doing has been crazy, lame shit. He's made history for doing the most bunkest
took
shit.
Took our name, 600.
That's the yeah, come on, like,
come on.
We getting that back, gang, because, nigga, every time I ever heard 600, it got everything to do with the relationship between the 60s and the 100s. And it's certain people too. You get what I'm saying? It's certain people that cross a nigga mind when you hear 600, because you know the ones that came to the block, you know the ones
that passed away and all that. So at this point the picture goes up, right? All right, so everybody calling in this morning. Oh, cuz you solidifying that shit he talking about. Like on the dead homies first. Oh no, wow, we go outside. Now I'm waiting. I tell cuz the same shit you just said. It damn near verbatim. Like, hey, cuz, that shit that you doing on the internet, cuz, nigga don't agree with that. I can't get caught up in the internet with you. Woo. So we go on taking pictures. Woo. He like, so you ain't gonna get in the picture? Like you ain't gonna get this picture? Like, mind you, it's people from Long Beach. It's people from, it's different hoods sitting right there. So for me to show internal beef in front of everybody, you get what I'm saying? And it ain't really no beef to where motherfuckers want to kill you, but we don't agree with what you got going on. You ain't been to the hood to get your chili cheese fries. You ain't been going to go do your 1-2 ever since you wanted to keep everybody's name in your mouth. But me and you got a report because we had a report before this. So, cuz, you get what I'm saying? But a nigga don't agree with nothing that you got going on, cuz. So the picture was took. Everything ain't for the internet. Did I not tell him this days before that? Didn't I
bro,
tell cuz?
We just
ran into cuz and got up out of there, old cuz. Just
like
the
some
other
humbug
day.
Shit, like bro, and then to the big homie, like, big homie, please, like bro, what do niggas got going on, bro? Like, a nigga don't want to be a part of nobody's circus, fool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is trying to elevate and put their next foot forward, you know what I'm saying, and do something for their kids, bro. Like, niggas not trying to be out here.
So what do y'all feel like his
ulterior
motive is? Like,
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Because that's what I'm trying to find out. Like,
you don't know the backstory, y'all.
I'm trying to figure out what's the point.
Niggas not going for none of that, fool. Like,
listen,
all that trick back
shit. So basically, cuz been teamed up with Wack 100 exposing shit about Big U that's false paperwork. Well, there's other shit like paperwork that he got sealed that he got to bring to the table. And like, Big U bought you around because you ain't never got put on the hood, allegedly. You get what I'm saying? You can't name the day that you got put on. You get what I'm saying? You don't got a click of niggas that you just been with for this. So now you come and expose yourself, calling yourself the king and all this shit. So mind you, you in my place of work and you with your artist. So I've already told people to separate my job from the hood. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he wanted that picture because at this point in the media, for our section, I got the biggest platform and I'm on one of the biggest platforms. So it's like, if I get a picture with Brick, it looks like he's siding with me on all the fuck shit that's going on with my social media and disrespecting big homies and not putting up and saying that you won't phase from big homies and doing all this shit that back in the day when it wasn't social media, nigga, you say that shit 1 or 2 times, nigga. If you ain't caught that fade with the nigga that you talk about, fuck, nigga, you getting DP'd off the rip.
So you feel like he tried to use you in his situation to make himself look good.
Yeah, it's just controversy niggas don't want to be fucking with, bro. Like,
I mean, that's what
unnecessary,
it sounds like.
Unnecessary controversy, bro, that could be taking over a phone call or a pull-up. You feel me? Instead, niggas want to go to the internet and put out hood business. Nigga, this is a secret organization, bro.
Well, I agree with you on that, but you know, a lot of y'all be doing that. A lot of y'all
yeah,
go on different
parts.
Like, a lot of y'all go on different platforms and y'all speak about shit that y'all not supposed to be speaking about. Like, you know, like, that's just, I don't know. I don't know why it's the norm, but that's the norm. Like, it's
to
the
put
norm.
A hood politic, because you from the hood, so you can speak on that
and
type of shit. You ain't from
Bahia,
but you from
right.
You,
and
you,
I don't
you,
be speaking
yeah, speak
on
the
I don't be speaking on a lot of shit because you not. I was told you're not supposed to. So it's like, if you were interviewing me right now, and you was to ask me some shit, like, something that ain't supposed like to be out there.
Like, that transpired between y'all and the opposite, nigga, like, what
I'm
you
gonna
got
to
do.
I'm gonna look at you like you crazy, like, the fuck? Like, I'm not about to, and I'm about to do that, you feel me? I just feel like certain people was just raised a different way. Like, you know, like, everybody don't have that shit installed. But then when you mix it with social media and you mix it with shit like this, people feel like the politics is what's going to get them on.
So
it's just like reality TV. It's just messy shit. Like, they turn politics into messy shit. Like, it's all messy. Yeah. And it'd be even messier when niggas is entertaining it. It's messy as fuck.
Yeah, my whole thing is this. Like, you said once, say maybe you exhausted all your options of trying to, you exhausted all your options of trying to locate this person. And you put a PSA like, hey, cuz, whoa, pull up. Like, all right, I can see you do that. And that need to be, like, through the homies, though. I don't even see a nigga doing that. But say you do it that way. You exhausted all your options. Or you said it was. Now you keep doing it and you know where these people at. And you obviously you don't want to pull up on these people. Obviously you trying to get pub out of this situation. Obviously, and then you doing it with a red rag. Like, no disrespect to no red rags, but a Crip and a Blood is never supposed to go against another Crip together. A Crip go against the Crip and the Blood go against the Blood. You never go, you get what I'm saying? And that's just history of what we got going on, and that, not to go into depth with what's going on. So a nigga definitely, just off that alone, a nigga don't respect your push. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, 6 Son and Cuz, the picture didn't solidify nothing that you got going on. I don't agree with what you got going on. Nigga, I'm not finna sit here and play like I agree with that shit you got going on, Cuz, and on the dead homies. I fuck with you on a different report before this. Clean your name up, Cuz. Go pull up on them people. Go get your issue out the way or whatever you gonna go do, because at this point, it's trolling at its finest, and then you really playing the hide-and-go-seek game with a motherfucker, cuz. So I encourage everybody to keep it off the internet, but a lot of shit transpired over that picture, and it looked like I'm solidifying the disrespect that's going on.
Yeah, no, just nip it in the bud, and nigga.
I told him that we got money on the floor for him and cuz to squabble. He talk about he want to squabble. He ain't accepted.
Man, look, check this out, man. Niggas know what time it is with me, man.
I got the money on the flow for YBG, man. I got my money on YBG.
Well, there it is, man.
That's what I told him. They
you
in
want
the same
spade,
way.
Come and get it.
You know, like, let's stop with all the bullshit, bro. Like, you feel me? All that internet shit. Stop all that internet shit. Like, nigga, squabble up, nigga. Go to your section and get your issue. Like, you feel me? That's all it is, fool. You feel me?
Dead homies. And it make all the real niggas that was vouching for you at the beginning, they put them in the hot seat, cuz Pee Wee, everybody, cuz I'm 6'7", D Jack, everybody, cuz I'm 6'7". Like, the real niggas that fuck with you, cuz, like, you know what I'm saying? It make them look like they, you know what I'm saying? Us, cause I was fucking with you too, so I'm guilty by association. You get what I'm saying? Like, nigga, make niggas that's on the internet.
I didn't get a chance to meet him until after all the fuck shit. You feel what I'm saying? But me, I never even met him because I didn't introduce myself or nothing. I just told him how I felt. You feel me? On some real nigga shit. And I just separate myself from, bro.
We gonna get Liddy up out the politics, man. You already know, man. But no, I'm not in nobody's politics. We gonna move on. That's what I said. We ain't
going
hard on that.
I could talk about whatever I want to talk about. I know what I can talk about, and I know what I choose to talk about. So when it comes to politics and shit like that, my politics, I'm never gonna get in it. When it got to do with some other shit, like, I see the common sense in the situation. Like, you feel what I'm saying? He said he asked bro for a fact. He put it on the floor. Bro gonna see this shit, so it's on the floor.
Talk about fades. I called you yesterday and you was spinning a bin. You was finna bounce out on something and fight. I'm like, sis, you she like, hold on, nigga. I'm like, cuz, are you? Really,
I was trying to catch a fade with the hairstylist.
With the hairstylist.
What happened?
What?
No comment.
Backstory.
I just playing.
We need the tea.
I'm just playing. No, you know, just sometimes I just, you know, I see things, you feel me? And, you know, people be on social media and,
nigga,
you know.
Played with your top yesterday?
No, they didn't know.
They didn't know. They didn't know what they was fucking with?
They didn't know.
They fuck around to find out?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
So you didn't catch him?
Mm-mm.
You got scared, nigga.
No, I didn't. I didn't get scared.
Yeah, we not doing look.
Speaking of fades, too. So when I posted the flyer on Twitter, right, somebody was like, yeah, Brick Baby.
What happened?
They was like, Brick
Baby.
Well,
I already know.
Brick Baby was at the South Central Body reunion. He was with so-and-so and so-and-so. I ain't going to say their names. He was with so-and-so and so-and-so. I was like, no, he wasn't. So just to clear that rumor up.
Oh, he thought I was with the transmissions? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The transgender women.
Yeah, you can't say. I wasn't going to say the trannies. That's what I was saying, the transmissions. I was trying to keep it off from saying the shit.
Yes, they thought that the you drinkers. Were there with them. And oh, I'm like, no, wow. He's my bro. Like, you feel me? So nobody never
they
knew that
was
team. Like, you feel me?
They thought.
No, because I got a clip of that shit, and it was some homegirls, and they're like, what the fuck he doing there with them niggas? Like, cuz gay. I'm like, what? I'm on the bitch.
They
like,
really
bitch.
Thought.
I'm like, I came up there because we was shooting another reality show, The Good Influence, and I was supposed to be talking to y'all because y'all only had 48 hours worth of a show. Y'all couldn't stop fighting.
Right.
So I was there at the reunion to tell y'all, like, I done blew the bag for being high-headed. So y'all can't blow y'all bag. Like, if y'all hear from something, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't mm-hmm. just keep fighting. Y'all got to participate. Y'all got to learn when to turn that shit on and
so
off.
First of all, it's not us TV. Nobody knows when to turn it off. So that was season 3. Season 4, you feel me? They ended up telling me the show was over, right? And these bitches thought that it was still supposed to be, like, fighting or something. So I actually assisted in filming the last show because I was locked in a confessional room. So I took the camera and was like, boom, here we go. Welcome to the motherfucking lady show. Look at you hoes. Yo, oh, God. I just felt like, you feel me?
So
I should
get paid
more. So
that's how the lady show started?
My girl was a medic.
After, in the confessional, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my own show when I leave.
My girl was the Medicaid on the show.
Yes, she was. I
she
love
was
her. Shout out to Brick
Baby
girl.
So let me, so lady, let me ask you this, right? So how did you even get into, like, reality TV? Like, how did you, like, sign up, or how did that work?
I'm gonna get brief on that. I'm gonna get brief on that because it's not a lady interview, but I'm gonna get brief on that. So I did.
No, but let them know you though.
No, I'm gonna let them know. I'm gonna let them know.
I've been.
I've been doing music for a long time, and I actually did a reality TV show called Vegas Social before that. Then I did some background on the Biggie and Tupac on Netflix. Like, I've done a lot of things, like, you feel me? So I'm just, like, plugged into with some good people. But for South Central Baddies, I got a phone call. There was no audition.
Hard.
I got a phone call, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I know I'm going to have to fight, so let's just go. But I just didn't know it was going to be that excessive. But, I mean, it is what it is, like, you know? Right.
So what you got to say about motherfuckers comparing you to Scarlett?
I like Scarlett.
Have you got that before? Because
I get it all the time in the comments. They compare me to everything.
Yeah.
But so I get it all the time.
That's comparing you to a bag.
I want that Scarlett money.
Straight up. Shout
I need
out
that
to Scarlett.
Dope. Shout
out to Scarlett. Because like, everybody was hitting me up like oh, you got Scarlett. I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me.
Oh, they thought it was Scarlett?
They thought it was Scarlett. But nah, it's big lady.
Shout out
though.
To Scarlett.
Yeah, nah.
No statement.
Come on, man. No statements, man. Speaking of no statements, man. No statements, you know what I'm saying? It's the real authentic, man. It's the part of L.A. that y'all done missed out on, man. Y'all getting a part of L.A., you know what I'm saying, on live streaming, but y'all ain't getting it like this, raw and uncut.
You
know,
it's a real
fatigue. You know, look, no snitches, no smutters, you feel me?
You hear me?
Look, no layup, no jumper, you know? Are you locked in with the motherfucking coolest podcast in the motherfucking world, man? And this Listen. Is no statements, man. Come on, Rick. What we doing?
Look,
the YSL.
Where
we going?
Months.
All right, wait. Flacco.
It says it's over for LA
rap. Oh, so
oh,
I was going
goodness.
Into. All right, we'll do that. Flacco says that it's over for LA rap, man.
Please,
let's hear what they jump
on.
I know this was a very heated debate right here.
I think he was just trying to poke at DeJuan.
People put
speak for it. Look into the
Break
camera and say it. You say it's over for LA rap?
Listen, and outside of like two bro, like mm-hmm. I don't give a about these. The chat probably listen, let's be real, bro. Again, when it comes to LA rap, bro,
yeah.
Outside of two bro, I could give a f- about the rest of the niggas.
Big Sad and who?
Probably Big Sad and Wally the Sensei, right? Or probably like, right? Or like Big Sad and maybe Greedo, but then like they'll be done. Listen, Greedo, time or moment is like probably gonna be done in like 2 months, right? So like,
whoa,
like outside right. of like two, bro, nobody gives a f- about like these LA niggas.
I think our infrastructure has to change first.
Yeah, like you sit right there, you're supposed to get on his ass right then and there, man. Hey, you lucky I wasn't tuning into that shit on the TV because I was in the building. Flacco, I will fuck you up, Flacco, talking about L.A. rap and all this bullshit. Flacco, next time I see you, I'm going to beat your ass.
But.
You want the fade, come and get it.
Listen, though. Is it over with for LA rap? Because we said it, this nigga Snowgirl, he posted some shit the other day that said these broke ass rappers ain't making no money, and then he posted a check, a distro check for $15,000. And I'm like, if you supposed to be one of the hottest rappers in the West, then you making $15,000 a month. It's people out here really making bags off of this shit. So it's like, why do you think the West Coast is having a hard time translating to the rest of the world? Like, we could go platinum in our region, but I've never seen a West Coast artist, unless it was Doja Cat or somebody who's made it to fucking arena style shows, I've never seen them go on a tour through the Southeast, East Coast, and really sell out venue. Like, maybe New York, a couple little off spots, yeah, they popping out, but
that's because they don't like our music.
No, but it's a reason they don't like our music, because we're not going out there and doing those runs. We got to go out there and touch those people, go to the colleges and do these little runs. You feel what I'm saying? And being an LA artist, you feel me? Oh yeah, y'all tap in Young Barry Gordy, tap in, you know, Mr. Celibate or Selling It Itself. Y'all go stream all that shit. But being an LA artist, just understanding. Being from here, we tend to box ourselves in on some West Coast shit or on some LA shit.
Beat selection?
Beat selection and shit like that.
Let's start there.
Like, we gotta show more versatility. You feel what I'm saying? Show more originality. You feel what I'm saying? Be more creative. You know what I'm saying? Actually take time into our music, and you know what I'm saying? And show, you know, put time into our projects. You feel what I'm saying? And shout out to
the substance into the rap, though, because this is the thing. Flocking and ling ling bopping and all that shit, that's cool, right? But the world ain't hip to that lingo because they hustling and they doing other shit. They swiping, scamming, bro. So it's like, you gotta incorporate like different hustles and all that in your shit. Make it, you know what I'm saying? Nigga make trap anthems. That's what they doing out of town. Baby and them, you know what I'm saying? Then, YTB Fat and all them, like, they want to hear about nigga waking up, grinding, and doing what they do. Like, y'all using these slower beats, and y'all too cool to come up with a dance to it. That's why Soak City went so
big
crazy.
Big Liddy. Yeah. If you want the fade, come and get it.
Shout out 310 Baby, though. Hey, he went crazy.
He went crazy for the West Coast. And if a motherfucker gets into these higher tempo beats that people could dance to, and the TikTok, this is the world. We have to evolve with the rap. If we still trying to stay G-Funk and Mustard type beats, and now the newer type right. Mustard beats and the Draco beat, like, cause
but that's just come with history. You know, everything evolves. Like, on my soul, everything evolves. Everything gonna do what it gonna do. Like, you feel me? So, I mean, it is what it is.
I want to say this too to all LA rappers and all rappers from the West Coast region, keep the shit going. You feel me? You see 310 Baby, he went viral, streaming every day. I'm talking about kids around the world. All they want to listen to is goddamn Soak City.
My daughter is 11 months, and she trying to...
You feel me? And shout out Dejan Paul, man, for keeping...
West Coast rap.
For keeping the West Coast relevant. Keeping pushing the culture forward, and you know, tapping into what LA art is going with the report card. And he got a new report card coming out.
He dropped another one.
So
he you want an A plus? Go get that nigga a yam macaroni collard greens and double
so
fried chicken plate.
Is get him a plate.
Listen, my son.
He's trying to tell me what you like to eat. So you know,
turkey necks.
Turkey necks.
Yeah, yeah, he like
sausage
turkey
ratty
necks.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
We can cook you up real quick. Get on
oh,
that
yeah,
list.
Oh yeah, chefology in this motherfucker too, man. You know, we wear different hats around this motherfucker.
That
man.
Part right there. You
know? We gonna have a cook off to get on this motherfucker, man.
You feel me? Straight up. What's next? Brick best friend.
He said YSL co-founder taking a stand against the damn no statements.
YSL co-founder, damn no statements, man. We let's live see. On no statements and niggas giving them.
I don't know though. This is like a controversial one right there. Like we're
which one we doing?
There's no link to it. So is it tick? Well, look, while they putting that
it's
up, look,
on the page, though. I just seen
back
it.
To no statements, though. Look, the O-Block 6, right? Y'all know them niggas just got found guilty today.
I seen it. Yeah, that's what the Mama Duck shit about.
Yeah, Mama Duck, you go ahead, go back.
Yeah, go to Mama Duck. The other one is on the, it's on the page, though, for sure.
Yeah, so yeah. The O-Block 6, I mean, he said, Mama Duck reacts to the O-Block members being found guilty. O-Block and everything of it is done. Let's hear what she got to say. Mama Duck.
It looked like she going
and out. She's smart. She probably was smoking brick pack.
Y'all don't think that boy anointed? That was God's child. What y'all think finna happen next?
God's child, baby.
The way they threw them people up
that's
under that bus.
God's child, baby.
The way they mixing Lil Durk name and made them mix it. Baby, you better fucking know it. Well, you better know it. He don't play about me. And I ain't did shit wrong. Nothing wrong.
No, she said stay here.
Right. Some agents gonna come. Right. You can't leave, but they finna come talk to me. Yeah. That shit
was
gonna happen the way it happened.
This man said the Lord. I could never want another mother to feel like this. I could never want another mother to feel like this. To see their child shot down in the street like a dog.
And left.
Okay? They had FBG death parties. That's how it meant to them. They threw a FBG duck death party. Okay? Same thing make you laugh, gonna make your ass cry. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
So now I assume that's
this she got a camera smile on
thirsty.
I could never want another one to feel like they will not charge nobody else $300 or $400 to take a picture by a landmark. They're done. The whole crew. O-Block and everything of it is done. They ass is done.
My only thing,
this
like
this is politics.
Yeah, let's hear it from
you. It's not even. What am I saying? Got nothing to do with no politics. It's just okay. That's a mother. I'm a mother. You feel me? So it's like you know what your child out there doing. You
and
know what the
be
fuck going on.
Agreeing with that shit though. Like you gotta listen to everything she's saying. Go ahead.
Like you know what's going on. So rest in peace. You feel me?
First and foremost, because life was taken, life was lost.
Don't nobody have the right to exactly. take nobody's life, you feel me? So rest exactly. in peace to that. But at the end of the day, like, we from the street, like, you feel me? Like, you knew it was a war. So it was either going to be your son or them.
But it's interviews of her and live streams of her, like, yeah, they talking about all that. They know not to, because her other son that died, his name was Brick. And she was like, yeah, niggas know not to play with Brick. He was popping out from up under the stairs on niggas and them gangways walking
yeah, she's
shit
against
down.
The granny.
Like, you get
like,
what
you
I'm
know,
saying?
She's against
so
the granny.
So you got to cool it when it comes to this type of shit, right?
But she not because that's her son. She emotionally attached.
I understand that. But at the end of the day, she probably attended parties after they done whacked some shit from on O-Block because she used to be outside with them.
Most definitely.
You get what I'm saying? The same thing that make you laugh, make you cry. Them niggas still alive. Not like that. Like, I just don't like her approach to this situation.
Not
like,
real shit.
Go ahead.
I feel like she's being a gangster granny. Like, that's just what gangster grannies do.
No, just like the shit with you.
Snitches and gangsters?
Just like the shit with your situation. She was quick to be smoking on Brick Pack, and she gets involved with...
Brick Pack.
With shit.
Yeah, she said she was smoking on me.
You see her face?
And started the OnlyFans the same
week.
Hey,
get close up on that face.
Like,
she got that Brick Pack.
She talking about she smoking on Brick Baby Pack, first and foremost. And then, nigga, on the hood, she sits there and...
She like, on my soul, I got that Brick Baby Pack on my soul.
No, she sits there and bashes me because I just was saying that I don't agree with her playing gangster and then running to the police at the same time. Like, that shit really ain't... Even though it's your kid. And me being a real nigga, I redacted those statements because I have to understand that I'm talking to a mom that's hurt. You get what I'm saying? Right. No matter what happened with her son or how it happened and him being a gangbanger, he still came from you and he gone. So me being even speaking on the situation, I apologize, but I don't agree with her being a gangster granny. Like, it's either a gangster or a granny. Like, don't be riled up on the internet talking about fuck these niggas on some op type timing. And then when the police get them, you happy about that too?
Right. Because in L.A., we, for the most part, got respect.
We got grannies like that, too.
You feel me? We're more respectful. Like in Chicago, they damn near...
But we don't diss the dead out here. We ain't going to...
Granny K, dead people K, everybody K. We don't diss the dead out here, and we got respect for mother. So,
when it's coming to
talking to somebody, mama, and all that shit is off limits. That shit is out of pocket, straight up.
Some of them so do be dissing the dead.
We respect the mothers and the ones that... lost a child, you feel me? We send our condolences and you know, I can only imagine, you feel me? So
we can't say they don't do that in LA because they kicked over Draco candles.
What I'm saying is the culture is coming from that way. Kicking over candles is one thing. But nigga, not just every day, oh, fuck this nigga, oh, fuck your dad. I'm
it don't
oh,
kicking over candles
on this nigga, we smoking on that. And that didn't start until Chief Keef and all them niggas.
Nah,
niggas. No, not the kicking candles. I said kicking candles. We was doing that. Yeah. I'm talking about the disrespectful kicking on candles, kicking over candles, just like coming over there spraying on the wall.
Nah, yeah, that's not
equivalent. No, what
to
I'm
that.
Saying is equivalent. Yeah, like to niggas in the street, they don't got no feelings for that shit. You kicking over candles, nigga. If your homie just smacked, cause obviously it's fucking. But you're not sitting there talking about, oh, I'm smoking on this nigga every day, every rap.
Yeah.
Nigga,
when you
putting
make it
his
like
name
that.
In the rap, then nigga, you know what I'm saying? You not putting that type of stress on their parents. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but that was the way them little niggas was getting on, just by making a diss song. They was going viral.
Exactly.
So that became an algorithm for Chicago to just do.
You used to be out the Chicago shit?
You ain't never been on Chief Keef? None of that shit.
I like Chief Keef. Like, I only like that one song, These Bitches Love So That's my shit. He shared my shit one time,
Dirk,
too.
You feel me? Dirk, all that.
But
that
they
the,
had the whole
the
world
shit.
Smoking on Tuca, not knowing that that was a person for a long time.
Out of Detroit, I liked it, the bitches, though. Like, then, I fucked with the bitches.
Just like,
they be popping that shit, too.
Like who?
Rocky Bad. She be popping that shit.
Shout
I
out
like
Rocky Bad.
We
might got to interview her together.
I love her. She's dope.
Yeah, man. Shout out Rocky Bad. Who else out there?
Who else out there that I like? Like, that be talking that shit, and I'm not talking like that sex shit. Like, you know, like,
talking that real
that
street
shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
With bitches like talking it. Shit right now, I'm going with Caribou. She got crazy.
Who artist? Ain't that Lil Yachty artist?
Yeah, she's definitely
popular. Hey, first and foremost, let me shout out all the female artists doing that shit. Y'all putting on for the culture and rap music right now. Big hats off to y'all keeping this shit going. And then it's like y'all making it because predominantly, you know, hip hop and rap, you know, was a male sport. You know what I'm saying? So. I feel like they changing the dynamic of that. So
the dynamic been changed a long time ago, baby.
Oh, so that's
since who?
The since what artist?
Since Kim.
Since Lil Kim.
No.
What, before Kim?
No. What I'm saying is y'all are like in the rap game right
no,
now.
No, y'all
like,
are.
It's just a spur. It's a bigger spur of like female artists.
It was a couple
artists,
females.
Yeah.
It was like 10 females in the game until like 5 years ago.
Most definitely, and it was the I agree same with that. Man, but who opened those doors, though?
Yeah, they opened the doors, oh, okay. But y'all kicked down the doors. Your generation kicked down the doors. Now it's like
it's cracked.
Like it used to be, like as some female sucking dick shit come out, I'm changing. Like I ain't trying to hear about how much cum you just. Now bitches popping shit.
Now you definitely can't get on.
Fuck my baby daddy.
Simple
ratchet shit.
Yeah, ratchet shit that you gonna laugh like they popping it. Like y'all done found y'all lane and y'all not afraid to be yourself. Like nigga, we ain't afraid to say fuck our baby mama on the track. We do it all the time.
Speaking of that, I heard one of your records. I got one of your records got sent to me, Squabble Up.
Who sent you that? Oh, yeah. That's about to drop.
When you record that?
I recorded that the day we left the South Central Batty House.
And you, who you got on there with you?
Good. I got my cousin Pressure on there. Oh, God.
Shout out Big Pressure, man. Period. You want to give a shout out to Big Pressure and what she got going on?
I thought she was on her way, but yeah, Big Pressure.
Nah, Pressure at the Batty reunion. I just left from up there at the shit. She went on it. Yeah, nah. I just left from
from vlogging with the she.
Who else the fuck I'm talking about?
She with Anna from Baddies right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just left from the hotel vlogging with Tiseki, sister.
How was that?
It was cool. I just did the behind the scenes of her getting ready for the reunion. Her putting her cleats on, ready to get in the field, get cracking. I guess.
So you got a chance to see her dress and all that.
But then I'm like, damn, you finna go fight my sister though. Okay, you finna go fight Scarface. Am I giving up too much?
Oh shit!
It's supposed to be a squabble, sis. But y'all probably already up there. But you
they probably. Squabbing right now as we speak.
Yeah, she talking about damn. She finna whoop something. Look at you. You ready to go pull up there? Look, she can't even sit here.
Niggas dropping gems and jewels on this motherfucker. I know.
I ain't saying, man. I don't think my sister whoopable.
No shade. No shade. It's not happening. No shade. You know what I'm saying? No shade. No tea.
So,
for the win, no shade, no tea.
Come on, man.
No shade, no tea.
Yeah, nah, but she talking with, I don't know. I guess they been getting into it. Let's get to this baddie, South Central baddie.
Yeah, because we don't be really watching
no
like
statements.
That. So from the outside looking in, from a male perspective,
okay,
and us not knowing, can you give us kind of like a review or overall of what we.
Those bitches are cloud chasers. A lot of them don't have anything going on. They're clout chasers. They're thirsty. They like to fight for no reason. People put batteries in their backs.
You talking about
South Central baddies?
That's my thing, though.
With the baddies, y'all all seen it. Yeah, y'all all see it. Like, you feel me? It is what it is. Like, you know. Like, sis, you feel me? My sis E.T., she got FaZe up there, and she gonna go do her big one. And that's that. Like, on that. Like,
you said E.T.? Who is she?
That's Scarface.
What you mean?
Okay. Yeah. Shout out Scarface.
E.T., She got to go do her big one, you feel me? Like, it's so many people that don't, you feel me, that's not feeling her right now. But I know her. Like, I know her. So she have a real good heart. Like, she got a good spirit. But when you piss her off or when she feel like, you know, it's an issue, she's gonna do what she gotta do. And I mean, that's that.
It
like, you know, that's none of the baddies eat shit is none of my business, but I'm very much tuned in. But it's not my business. Like, you know, sis do her shit over there and I do my shit over here. And that's just that.
Yeah.
No, Scarface, she seemed real cool. I got a chance to be in a studio with her and vibe out with her and shit.
I don't want to show them my ass.
It's right there by your foot. All right, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So did you pull up what is it?
It's on the page though. That motherfucker's on the page.
Yeah, it's not on the link. So it's YSO co-founder taking the stand against Young Thug, and then this is a separate one.
So
China Mac
ran off with Crip Max money.
Yeah, there's no links.
There's no links to that what? Either.
Is
man,
Crip
but,
Mac out of jail? He out of jail?
You said what? Crip Mac is...
Wait, what money?
Crip Mac is in jail right now. So I guess the last check from Mac Ventures has been
Garnish.
Garnish.
So he got paid and they took the check?
Man, now we're...
Man, listen, he in jail and I guess China Mac got control of that account and nigga, that's just that. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, get Homie's bar back, man. Get Homie's bar back.
So who's speaking up for him? Nobody? They just letting it go? Because I swear, when C-Mac be outside, you see all of these niggas, you see all these people supporting him, so why ain't nobody want to go get his money back?
So, Tyler Mac is in New York. He done got the fuck on from out here. I don't know.
Man,
I don't
know. Tyler Mac. Hey, Tyler Mac, we got to get Tyler Mac to come sit down, man, talk about this, man.
Man, Tyler Mac, I don't think that Tyler he's Mac, allowed at No Jumper on the No Jumper platform. Y'all ain't been tuned in to what's going on. Tyler Mac and Adam getting into it. Nigga, they been going back and forth anyway. So Tyler didn't
hit a lick and he left.
So basically, I be talking to C-Mac every now and then. So basically, I guess the deal was, and that's Crib Mac. See, they're letting Crib Mac make decisions, and he's undereducated in certain situations. Like, so what's going on? And don't do my boy like that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, she and did like, a big like, one.
No so shade. So,
in this instance, you got Crib Mac in jail. He know he not going to be there. He doesn't understand that every month you don't have to be on the streets to get paid from YouTube. So he tells China Mac that this month will be the last month that he gonna take a check from Mac Ventures. He ain't tripping after that since he ain't out there to do no more shits. Just being a nice
guy.
So
then he didn't take his money in. C-Mac gave it to him.
No. But he was supposed to get this month. Two, they got whatever they got coming. I ain't gonna say no prices or whatever's going on, but he was supposed to get half of this month, then they part ways. So I guess in the midst of all of this, Crip Mac let the Mexicans in jail, the Southsiders. I don't know how this happened either. So listen.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, like hey, so fucking... the Southsiders send a message to Crip Mac in jail, and Crip Mac gets on the phone and goes live or on Lupe's Instagram saying like, hey, yeah, Crip Mac, China Mac, the Southsider said that you no longer could be in L.A. Like, you banned from L.A.
You did bad business. Oh, I wanted to get money, too. Like, I'm banned and your money is gone. Like, yeah, what the fuck? No
yeah,
shade.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking.
How you going to throw a shot at me for some people saying I can't be here and I got control of your money?
And then... But we can't even eat with these people at the same table. We can't make three ways with them. We can't do nothing else like that. Wipe your lip. We can. We break rules from time to time, but these people speak for themselves, and they got platforms for themselves. So what they should have did was out of that American Cholo and the food community and whoever the fuck that they got going on. And I'm not being racist at all. I'm just saying, like, they got platforms where they could have hollered. They, nigga, not Crip Mac calling in and saying, making a statement for the Southsiders, banning somebody out of L.A. Like, I really didn't understand where he was coming from with that one. Cause so I might be undereducated on the situation. So I'm like, damn, how did that even come about? But it happened. That's my boy. But I'm like, maybe he was trying to say that I ain't fucking with you and the Southsiders ain't fucking with you too. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I think that's what sparked it. It had been little shit because he was just, China Mac just was rooting for everybody to come to his court date and submit character letters and all
I
that.
Seen that.
And
I
he
seen
had Crip Mac mad at Adam. So I don't know what happened within the 3 days. That's what I said. This nigga be flicking in and out, cause that's bro on that.
That whole situation is retarded. It's dumb.
Yeah, so he thought that he still was going to get his check on the 22nd, so now he ran off with the money. But my whole thing is, where is your management? Why are you talking about Joe increments to a nigga and making verbal deals that you don't want no money after this date? You finna be in jail. Anytime a check get cut up out of that motherfucker, anytime that a check get cut up out of Mac Ventures, I need my portion. Point blank, period. Because I'm
on
there.
Is she not handling that?
And Lupe about the smartest.
Shout out to Lupe.
That's dumb, girl, but they both ain't business savvy.
Well, if y'all looking for a manager, Lupe and C-Mac, come to Litty Baby ENT, and we will get you right.
You know how many managers this nigga got, man. That's the thing. Is unreal,
I always see C-Mac with a different manager, and then, like, China Mac was clearly supposed to be posing as his manager, or was supposed to be his manager, right?
Yeah, so China Mac, I feel like he wrong for running off with the money. He still, like, fair business is fair business. So if you owe the man some money, nah. A nigga down, you don't kick a dog while you down, and you know that you then fucking with a bipolar nigga, though. You fucking with a nigga that
every action has on a, the every spectrum. Action has a consequence, though. And that was his consequence. You went on a public platform, said
but
that I wasn't allowed in LA.
Take it from cuz, though, either.
You should have not been in jail and be talking shit. You
that's
popping
what
that
I'm
shit.
Saying. But then when a nigga come home, then you got to match cuz energy.
He's
and
in
everybody
New York.
Goes, it still don't matter. It still don't matter. You still got to answer to all the, like, fair business is fair business when it comes to this shit. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, because China Mac's still my boy, Crip Mac's still my boy, so I ain't got no dog in the fight in this situation. But it's just like, nigga, both of you niggas is in the wrong because you shouldn't have made no statement for no Southsider point.
For some reason, Adam just stepped in my body and told me to say, fuck China Mac. How about that?
Ooh,
China Mac, keep going, bro. He's talking shit.
Ooh-wee.
Fuck China Mac. From No Jumper, and we ain't doing no statements. We doing all squabbling. And fuck all snitches.
He don't care. He got the money.
All smutter.
He don't care. He got the money.
You can say what you want. Yeah, he got that money, man. Y'all can fight yourself. That's probably what he over there thinking about. Like, nigga,
he's sipping his tea. Like, like, he's not on my soul.
He out there working out with Method Man.
Shout out to Method Man. I seen him in concert before.
And then, speaking about China Mac, they say the fake fight with AD. I don't know what's going on, man. But they had a fake fight. But him and Milk 7-4 recently, him and AD, Milk 7-4 and AD recently got into it over.
About what?
This nigga talk about honor.
What they get into it about? Why you say it was a fake
just,
fight?
Just look at
it wasn't
real?
Yeah.
Look it up.
Nah, so basically,
it's probably on YouTube.
Dez Bryant.
Oh, yeah, I put that up.
It said,
okay.
You can put it. It says, Dez Bryant get emotional sharing a message to parents about breaking generational curses with their children.
I saw this.
It's been on my phone for 5.
This was deep.
Since I met y'all, it's probably like 6 years, Santa. To say, break generational curses. Quit yelling at your kids before they go to bed and expect them to sleep well. Quit yelling at your kids in the morning right after they wake up before school and expect them to have a good day. You set the tone for your children. You set the tone for your voice. They will always remember in their heads. You become the inner voice. Don't be the inner critic. Speak life. Speak love. Speak bravery, kindness, and hope. Speak wisdom and truth. Most of all, listen to your children. I never had none of that. I get that to mine. And that's my number one priority. I follow that. That's how I break it. And, you know, so when I do it, I live it. Let me read something. It's been on my phone for 5.
Yeah, that shit
since
crazy.
Since I met y'all.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
6 years.
But, I mean,
what's say,
I felt break, that, black man.
Break generational curses. Quit yelling at your kids before they go to bed and expect them to sleep well.
You played it again.
Quit yelling at your kids in the morning right after they wake up before school and expect them to have a good day.
I thought you
set the tone for your children.
Pause it.
You set the tone.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's what says generational curses, but that definitely affects a kid's mental. The more you play with their brain. You got kids?
Yes, I do. I have a child.
So do you yell at him before he goes to bed or her?
Mm-mm. I don't yell at her. well, in the morning, if she don't get up when I tell her to get up, I be like, okay, hold on, get your ass up. You feel me? But exactly. it's always sweet. Baby, yeah. Get up. Baby, get up. Like, bullshit. My daughter, she thinks she big now, but I'm still such a loving mother. Like, I'm still always kissing her. I'm still always doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had love growing up, but I'm the oldest. So once my mama start popping out babies, like,
put you on the back.
You start feeling. Yeah. So I have one child. So I'm always like loving her. I'm always asking her, what you want to do? She told me she want to do nails. We got her a nail kit.
Yeah.
She told me she want to cheer. She's a cheerleader. Yeah. She told me she want to do hair. I let her do mine sometime.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to motivate your children. Like, you feel me? Like, I even let her in my music videos. And I let her in the first music video I let her in was a song that I wrote for my mom and my haters.
Yeah.
And it was called Respect This. And so I was your just mom, talking about,
is your mom one of your haters?
No, I said my mom and my haters.
One versus to your mom. Exactly. And the other, okay.
Basically, I said, fuck everybody because mama, they didn't believe in us.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Type shit. Because my mama been through a lot.
Yeah.
So I broke my own generational curse because I'm not what she had to go through.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And my sisters and my sister and my brother, shout out to them. My sister, she's a preacher. If you look at me, you wouldn't think that my sister is a preacher, but we broke our own generational curses because we had to.
Yeah.
We had to.
Motherfucker got a different direction with their life. You know what I mean? Because everybody, you know what I mean? Like a motherfucker grow up in the hood, raise their kid the same hood, then their kid be from the hood. That shit got to stop.
I gave my baby peace.
What you about to say?
I was about to say, speaking on the dad shit, you know, being a black father, you feel me? You know, I could touch on that, and being a black son, you feel me? I feel both sides of it. So, you know what I'm saying? I done went through some shit, you know, as a kid and seeing my parents, you know, fight, doing all kind of different shit that, you know, that scarred me as a kid that I never wanted my children to go through, you feel me? Shit like that. So I can understand, you know, the pain and hurt, but I can tell that bro really went through some shit, and you know what I'm saying? He was really kind of like addressing a certain situation that kind of like triggered him to address that. But,
that nigga, they over there, they said they sure play with your, what is it? They sure play with your patience too.
What, you in the comments?
Yeah, I'm in the comments because I was saying something about the kids that they sure play with your patience too. That's one thing about parenting teaches you. Yeah, that's why I'm like, you can't, the morning time and they slugging around, they got to get to school. You probably got to put a little pep in their step. Yeah, you
know, nah, for sure.
But I know what he's talking about. It's the hurtful. It's people that's hurt out here because they dads left them with the kids, left the mama with the kids, and they yelling, taking out their personal problems on the kid. They don't got nothing to do with the kid.
You just like your motherfucking daddy.
Ain't shit.
Motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can call you a motherfucking daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of yelling that he talking about. Because it ain't like, go to bed and all the stern. Like, if you don't talk to him like that, they going to try your ass to stay up. Right. And all that. But I just feel like treating the kid like an adult. Because I ain't going to even go into why. But treating the kid like an adult is taken away from their childhood.
Involving them
in adult issues with their parent, like the parenting that's going on, is taken away from them thinking like a child. Like, not only do they got to worry about getting good grades and learning how to play sports and doing all type of shit, and them growing into them, they got to worry about the dad didn't send no rent money because he don't fuck with y'all and he don't do this and that nigga got all this money and he take care of this kid. He don't take care of you, but it's fuck y'all. It's fuck y'all. Ooh, ooh. But the dad might be sending a couple dollars, and it's just not what they want.
It just don't get, you know, get to the,
but
it's fuck don't get to
y'all.
The,
yeah,
the,
yeah, but
to
it's
the
fuck
kid.
Y'all. Yeah, man.
It don't get to the kid. Me and my baby daddy, we have an understanding, and I don't know if it's always a good understanding or a bad understanding, but it's like, okay, if you need help with the kid, take the kid.
100.
But if you got the kid, don't ask for shit.
100.
It's like,
shout out to my baby mamas. We got to figure it out. We did that. We figuring it out. Well, we
fuck
we
my
figuring
baby daddy.
It out.
We figuring it out. We figuring it out. Let's nip that in the bud. We figured it out, y'all. We gonna do it.
Right, I'm sorry.
So Rolling Loud is coming to L.A., man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the rappers gotta come to
I'm
L.A.
So
what
happy
the fuck is going
I'm
on?
I'm going to be in there. I'm in there. I'm not performing, but I'm in there, like, that's backstage, viral. Like, VIP type shit.
You got a media pass? What you
come
got?
Come on, man. You know I got something.
Hello.
Come on, man. Hey, but you need to get in there?
I just walked in.
That part.
Every time.
In there.
Face card.
I don't even have a passes.
Face card shorties.
To the back gate like y'all in
L.A.
Where is this one supposed to be at? At the Forum, where is supposed to be at?
Where is Rolling Loud supposed to be at?
So Far.
Oh, at the So Far.
So Far.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to be lit. Oh, yeah, it was at So Far last year.
Okay.
So
what's the line they're looking like?
They just Rolling Loud.
There you go. You got Nicki. We got Nicki coming.
Pink Friday. So
and what month is this?
Friday. This is March 15th.
I love
March
Nicki.
15th. And
the
then
17th.
April is Coachella, right?
Yeah.
Coachella come out April. Can we look that up too?
Who's all going? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let's look.
Let's go.
Shout out to the Barbs.
So Pink Friday.
There we
Pink
go.
Friday, you got. We go back so I can see the bigger names because it's gonna be hard. Well, we just gonna name the bigger names and it's other acts. But on Pink Friday, you got Nicki Minaj, you got YG and Tyga.
Why they put them together like a group?
Because they dropped the album, didn't they?
They're
they
a duo.
Dropped a collab
They're
album.
They're
a duo.
They're a duo.
They're a duo. Mm-hmm. The two live crew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Two students. Party Next Door. Ray Shriver, Lil Tecca, Sexy Red,
Brick Baby Mama,
Chino Pacas. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We got Sexy Red in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm going to be in the building. She going to drop that. The baby finna drop, man. So,
it was you?
Man, we ain't.
I think it was either you or Kai. It was either you or Kai, because I was looking at the picture and I'm like, that's either Kai or that's my bro. And I was about to call you and I was like, I might even go troll him this morning. Yeah. I'm going to leave him alone.
You talking about Kai Sinat?
Yes. I thought it was either
Kai
Brick Sinat or
Kai. Is the baby daddy or is it
one
you?
Of two.
They said, she say it's Chief Keef, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It ain't my baby.
It is not Chief Keef.
Nah, it might be. You never know.
Hey,
you never
did
know.
You pose at the photo shoot? Like, did you sneak in there? Because them dress did look familiar.
I'm saying, I got a real family at home.
Look,
we know
that. All that side bitch shit she doing, taking pictures and shit, posting them and then blurring out the face, knowing I'm the only nigga wearing dress like that. He has kind of snitch vibes. You get what I'm saying? So I ain't fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? She gonna have to figure something else out.
Did you get slapped out your sleep when I popped on the internet?
No, but you better know what's
funny. I just laughed the shit out of you. Like, nigga,
you
what the
know
fuck
funny?
Is this proof right here?
I'm laughing about it at the house and ain't nobody else laughing.
Yeah, because it wasn't funny. That wasn't funny.
Man, when I seen that shit, I hit the motherfucking flow. When I seen that shit.
I was the only person laughing. I tried to show somebody else in the house to him. They can shot at the phone. Hey, goddamn.
I died. I'm telling you. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Because I was about to troll you. I was going to post you on the page and all that. Like, let's talk about this at a lady show. Is Brick the father?
That's what I was saying. We going to have a Maury when she drops
DNA,
the baby. We'll figure it out.
DNA
with
Funny
DNA
Marco.
With 607 up, too.
DNA, that's funny. Who else on there?
Chino Pacas. That's the first time I seen, like, a Chicano headliner.
Me, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Lil Tyler there, BLP Kosher. I feel like that they should be performing that second D-Baby All In.
Okay, Zoe Osama.
I feel like they should be up there. What y'all think? I feel like Lil Tyler, BLP Kosher, Didi Osama, and D Baby should be in the place of Party Next Door, Lil Tecca.
They do that shit every year, man. It be names that's always supposed to be bigger than they supposed to be, but it's a pay
rate. I mean, at least they
politic.
On the lineup, shit.
It gotta be some.
No, they own the lineup. That's cool, but it's just
some
like,
label
come
politics,
on, man.
Shit.
Like it's politics, like
label
that.
Politics.
Like we ain't heard nothing from Lil Tecca. It's so long. I forgot.
I don't know who Lil
Tecca
is.
What song do he got again?
I don't know what Faygo, song Lil Tecca got.
No.
Not that's new. Ransom.
Ransom.
Never heard it. Yeah, I mean, well.
I heard that one.
But I see Zoe Osama up there. Like we got. I want to focus on. I do want to focus on the small names, because those are the names that's like that is like really locals. Like locals, Los
you
Angeles
got
locals.
Greedo on there.
Where? I can't really see it from right here.
It says Zoe. AZ Chike.
That's dope. Zoe going with the boss.
ASM Bobster.
Bobster up there.
Bobster.
Yeah, I mean,
who else is up there?
I don't know. But.
And shout out to whoever doing this. They get a little bit better at putting, real actual locals. Real locals.
They
like,
should have had locals.
Yeah, they got
there,
Wally
too.
The Sensei on the second day.
Shout out to my brother. Shout I love Wally.
The second day, you got Post Malone headlining, Suicide Boy, Summer Walker, Big Sean, Larry June, Bones.
You got Blue
Flo
Lux
Milli,
playing.
Pierre Bourne. Viz, once again, Viz,
I see him BZ
he
on
supposed
that
to be up there with Big Sean and them. Like, he's finna have that bitch rocking. But, I mean, I think these are all different
stages.
Also.
Yeah, these different stages. Yeah, I see 310, baby.
Big Gangsta Plug.
Who was blurred out?
Yeah, they did somebody foul. Somebody
who was blurred out?
Where they got a blurred out at?
Under Post Malone.
Under Post Malone.
Somebody got did foul. They like, man, look, we ain't giving. Your bag
you
is not cleared.
Yeah,
but they got Chief Keef cracking at this motherfucker. It's cracking.
But they got my bitches love, so.
They got 03 Greedo name fairly big on this motherfucker.
Yeah, no, because
that's what's up,
he
Greedo.
Future of Metro got The Last Day with Don Toliver, Bryson Tiller, Ski Master, Slump God, Chief Keef.
Oh, they got him Chapo, BZ on there, too.
03 Greedo.
Mm-hmm, I've seen him.
You know what I'm saying?
310 Baby.
That Mexican OT, Mozzie. Feel like they should be higher. Who is Kill Switch?
I be hating when they make it that small.
I see Blue Bucks landing that motherfucker.
Yeah, Blue Bucks. But yeah, man, tap in. If y'all gonna hit this Rolling Loud, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get in the comments right now and see who, tell me who y'all got shutting down. And if y'all from LA, who is y'all going to Rolling Loud to go see? Y'all who, come with them supers, man. Y'all want us to read
they blurred out Gunna, they said. Gunna got blurred out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Sheesh. Not in L.A., baby.
I ain't gonna lie on myself. I'm happy for Zoe Osama. Like, I'm very happy.
Shout out Zoe Osama.
Crazy. That's a little
he's sorry.
I don't know how old he is. That's bro, though. You know what I'm
very
saying? I don't want a little
you.
Boy, nobody that's doing big things around this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, grandson. Man. Shout out to everybody.
And they just put the list out for Coachella, right?
They put the list out for
man,
Coachella,
let's get
too.
Lost in Coachella for a second, man.
Man, y'all go stream Brick shit. Lost in Coachella, man. Hey, so how was your... So you just had a birthday that just passed, and you went to Coachella. How was that?
Man, Coachella was awesome. Coachella was actually awesome. We got the big house, the little luxury... The luxury resort, you were invited. I told you it wasn't nobody.
The nigga invites
me with six kids.
Let's talk about the nigga invites me while he's on the way and like damn near about to get in the car.
For
he
three
like,
days.
He like, this is a perfect time to call this nigga Gordy
nah,
while
nigga,
I'm on the way.
I told you two
just
days
so I can tell the nigga,
shit.
Just so I can tell the nigga, I told him.
Hell no, I told you.
It was
you
one
two
of them.
Days
like, you know how you you not going to invite a nigga, but like,
listen,
we
man,
on the way.
Everybody got
I'm just tell a nigga.
Beans and driving their ass
you,
down there.
He didn't miss you though. You didn't forget
yeah,
him.
No,
he
I
was there for 3 days. Everybody wasn't even him. Coming until the next day. He wasn't supposed to be there the first day.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
I didn't get those.
Was nobody
those
coming
details.
To the next day? I wasn't even coming to the next day. I just happened to get the house early. Like fuck it, I'm gonna get the house, take the kids out there, get settled in.
Because
my birthday day, I don't want to be checking in and doing all this shit. So I end up getting it the day before.
Well, I'm excited for Rolling Loud. I can't wait.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling Loud.
I'm kind of more excited for Coachella. I like the desert. They got these resort houses out there where everything is everything.
You just
man.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Mm. Let's see. This
yeah,
is
I
right
think Coachella
there.
Is supposed to be April, right?
Yeah, it's April.
March and then, Rolling Loud, March, Coachella, April.
And they just announced the lineup. Let's see.
I like the way they did their shit, but they it's fairly like small.
Nah, that's because it's all their shit. Let's
see what it'll take you straight to the tickets. They ain't play. Yeah. I think that was right
that
there.
That was it. Go up.
Go back up early.
Right there. Friday. Go past it. There you go. Yeah. With Harry Styles, Lil Baby.
Okay, April 15th and 22nd.
Oh, City Girls in that bitch.
So you got Harry Styles, Lil Baby, Daniel Caesar,
Big Sean,
Phoebe Bridgers. We're going with the rap people that we know. We got Big Sean. Baby Keem will be there. I wonder if he's going to pull out a special guest, and they didn't have the money to book that special guest. So, you know what I'm saying?
Kendrick.
Oklahoma might be go up a little bit. We also got City Girls in the building. And
that's it.
That's it for that day that I know about.
And shout out to everybody else that's on
here.
We don't know.
Everybody. Pink Sweats. I heard of Pink Sweats. But then we got my girl Billie Eilish.
Period. I love her.
We got Flume. We got Megan Thee Stallion coming out of her shell. Has she been touring ever since the, is this her first show back? Or what's she been doing ever since the Tory Lanez?
Who you talking about?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah. No statement.
No statements. Yeah.
No
she
statements
made one for sure.
No
she's
statements, baby. If you made one, we can't make
you
one
got
with
21
you,
Savage,
baby.
Savage Disclosure. You got Danny Elfman, Stromae, Givion.
Givion. He hard as a hard ass singer.
And then the next day we got Doja Cat.
I ain't gonna be there for the concert.
Yeah, no, they got Ye. Kanye. That's the first name, nigga. Y'all don't see the Ye?
They booked Kanye. He must be dropping. They got Kanye, Doja Cat, Jamie Foxx.
I thought that
just
said Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I thought it was Jamie Foxx, too. That's why I was about to say Fatboy Slim. You got Denzel Curry, always keeping himself relevant. Vince Staples, always keeping himself relevant. I don't know where they stream at, but they're streaming crazy. Alec Benjamin, I'm hip to him, and many more, man. Shout out to all the people that made the Coachella list.
I know Blast on there too. Shout out Blast. That's what got my attention. The Coachella shit. I seen Blast was he did like a commercial.
I love me some Blast.
Girl, you chosen.
So you gonna be at
speaking of 21 Savage, he just dropped the album with everybody baby pictures on it. Did y'all go tap in to see what that was about?
No, I'm going to though.
You said
to.
Who? 21 Savage?
21 Savage, yeah.
Shout out to Brick, man. Shit, when I was in the A, that was one of the first people I met. It's 21 Savage, man.
Sexy Red, she's so fucking fine. And she be watching South Central Baddies, first of all. Shout out to Sexy Red.
She is a South Central
Baddies. She be watching South Central Baddies. I got bombed one day by my Litty Babies, my supporters. And it was her in her bed, you feel me, looking all glowy and shit. And then you hear me in the background. I'm not on none of you bitches' teams. I'm like, oh, yeah, she felt that. She
you
felt
know
that.
She got the audio. She
know I
yeah,
do.
She's the crazy. Audio queen.
Yes.
Y'all must know nothing.
If you don't
Litty.
Know, welcome to the Litty Show.
Yeah, man. She the audio queen.
I keep the receipts,
queen.
The audios, the all of that. Like,
straight up.
Yes, I got that.
She got plenty wigs in the safe.
Yes.
Oh, so you're a wig snatcher?
No, not technically.
So you you just store them? Is it as a souvenir?
I don't really keep souvenirs. I burn
them. I like Doja Cat's appearance on 21 Savage album. That shit was pretty dope.
Doja Cat is just dope, period.
I listened to it with you, right? Was that with you? Yeah, that was pretty
dope.
Cool.
She's dope.
We listened to it together. Right. That was hot.
She dope. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
And she's a California native.
Period. West Side. Mm-hmm. Like,
so,
feel
yeah.
me? Like, she's
so,
dope.
Yeah, so Sexy Red, you said she was listening to your, she was watching the show?
Yeah, she was. She be tuned in. She fuck with the South Central Baddies.
Okay, cool. Sexy Red reacts to Lil Boom touching minors in Walmart.
That's sick.
She said, wow, that's sick.
Because it is sick. Like, the fuck wrong with him?
Yeah.
You hip to Lil Boom?
Mm-mm.
And shout out to Sexy Red for always voicing her opinion.
No, I know who he is, but I'm just like, mm-mm.
Yeah, you know who Lil Boom
is.
So how do you feel? Because what he's trying to deny it and say that it's not, they say he trying to deny it and it's not what it seemed and he rubbed up against them and all that. You got a 10-year-old.
You were too close to anybody's child, first of all, as a grown ass man. Like, you're too close to anybody's child. Why are you that close? You shouldn't be that close to nobody's child.
They not filing no police report on the nigga getting close to a kid.
They filing because you touched the kid.
And they got cameras in Walmart. This is Walmart. You know
and
what
I heard it was a double
one
back.
One of the hardest
steal,
the stores to steal from. You know what I mean?
No, for real. He was being a creep, though. He was being a creep. A super creep. Counsel him. Creepy.
That's what I said. And it's, I know, man. This nigga up here, Flacco, trying to fight for him, talking about he feels like bringing up something that's 3 years old and he pled out to a lesser charge. It's like, no, they need to throw that charge out. The only way that you get off on some old creepy-ass, cringy-ass shit like this, nigga, is if you beat it 12 in the box. All the jurors say, not guilty, nigga, you off. Other than that, if...
Yo, Brick, right? Yo, Brick. Yo, so...
Wait, can I read that?
Yeah, go ahead.
It say, Little Boom says he's slapping no jumper niggas when he sees them. He slapping you?
Nigga, man.
Check this out.
Man, the nigga ain't never been slapped. Nigga better keep his hands to himself and get clapped for what's under that man's belt.
Your problem is you can't keep... your problem is you can't keep your hands to yourself, man. Hey, look. You might want to... You got your hands on your little girls.
Barking up the right tree, my boy.
You got your hands on little girls, man. You know, come see what's up with a grown... Like, you know, with some grown men, bro. Because we don't get down like that.
But why...
If you was in the jail system, you're getting your ass... beat the fuck up, and we gonna you gonna get sent over there with the Bay Blues, and they gonna
he checking in as soon as he come through that motherfucker, nigga. You was touching kids, boy. We finna beat you, bitch, on the dead homies, nigga. You can't come nowhere. You won't get a chance to slap me, nigga, because on the dead homies, if I ever come across, I'm getting off on you. I got children,
first
nigga.
First of all,
Joe Brick, get off of my man,
bro. I'm 6'10" Crip, nigga. Anytime I ever come across you, I'm getting off on you. So you ain't got to worry about all the extras and all that shit.
He can't even come here on my soul.
Just scenario, right? Like just quick scenario, right? Let's just say you was in Walmart, right? You was that motherfucker Flacco gonna defend anything academic, man. Flacco, you out of pocket. You keep doing out of pocket ass shit, Flacco, and you be standing on it too. And then you...
So is somebody defending
that motherfucker
him?
Crazy, huh?
Somebody's defending what he did?
Flacco, our the home team. Goddamn.
The same dude. Oh, you didn't just see it. The one that said West Coast rap was over.
But he's defending him, though.
Yeah, that's why I just said when
his
I see
ass
him,
he's
going
to...
So he might allegedly be touching little kids, too, then.
He's definitely not that type of person. He's just such an academics fan. That the news is so startling. Tell him, Hurley. Like, the news is so startling to him and, like, so fucked up. Like,
he can't believe that it's not them. He can't believe that it's them.
Yeah.
And he can't believe that he can't defend it.
And he like, oh, that's downright fucked up.
The same academic that was crying.
He's in denial.
Because Saucy Santana ate him up on a diss track. Like, come on now. You crying because my boy Saucy ate you the fuck up.
He didn't want no smoke.
No
Saucy.
Smoke.
Saucy
no smoke.
Was ready
he was like,
pull that for a fade,
y'all, he said that he was sexually assaulting me. And y'all sitting here, when I seen academics crying, I was happy. Like, I cheered. Like we was up. Like, yes, somebody got him. Like, shout out to Saucy Santana for making academics cry. That was, like, the highlight of the fucking year. Like, meet me in the streets. He told that nigga, meet him in the streets. Like, yeah, meet him in the streets. Like, then take Lil Boom nasty ass with you.
Wait.
Go meet Saucy in the streets.
And don't even fuck all that.
That's where he needs to go. Go see Santana before you see anybody at no jumper. Go see Santana in
no
the streets.
No statements, man. Fuck all that. Academics, you owe my boy 100K, man. 100,000. I'm like, why did I say 100 bands?
He owe that too.
He owe that shit to Sharp.
100 bands, man. Cough up that cash, man.
He owe Sharp some
money.
100 bands, man. Let's talk about it.
He told Sharp, nigga, he bet him 100,000 that he had no jumper employee, and he told him that he was a business partner. And Sharp pulled out his proof and his paperwork showing that he's not an employee and he gets paid how he gets paid. And the nigga talking about fuck that broke ass nigga. He'd never get $100,000 and all that. A whole lot of poppy, man. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, they're gonna stay in New York with the poppy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the way that they poppy.
So, I don't like academics.
I'll be in Miami soon. We'll see if a nigga slapping a no jumper, nigga. Whatever you want to do, my nigga. On the dead homies,
he needs to
nigga.
Be slapped
however
with an ankle bracelet for monitoring. Stay away. He needs to stay away from the parks, the schools. He needs to stay away from all
but
of that shit.
But he can't be around no female under 18. That's a part of his probation.
That's a part of his probation?
Yeah, he can't be around kids. Mm-mm. Feel bad, nigga. feel real bad, nigga.
Stay away from the parks and the schools.
Stay off the Discords, nigga. If my kids ever in a gaming Discord with Lil Boom, nigga, on the hood, nigga,
I'm calling. What's them people?
Sex offender.
I'm calling Olivia Benson in the SVU unit. Call Olivia.
I'm telling nigga, get away from my kids, you punk. Mm-hmm. You creep. What are you talking about?
No, for real.
That's the last topic. So, man, we wanted to end this motherfucker with a prank call, man.
Who we calling?
So, we...
How you want to do it,
Who we calling?
So, we call it Sharp.
Oh, let's do it.
We're calling it Sharp.
Church. What we gonna say?
We call it Church. Sharp. You think Sharp is watching?
Sharp is not watching. Sharp is somewhere, you know, kicking, you know, vernacular, very smooth somewhere, you know, and some, you know, in a nice, beautiful, you know.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. We ain't calling Sharp. We ain't calling Sharp. So we gonna let the chat. Listen, cuz, the chat. Who y'all want us to motherfucking go holla at?
Who should we prank call, man?
Who should we prank call right now?
Who should we prank call? Adam, Brick. Well, we can't prank call Brick. Fucking that Jean Paul, Flacco. Who should we prank call? Y'all let us know, man.
It ain't no.
And we,
you say prank call, that'd be, fuck it, cuz.
So y'all want to do it? Should we do the first one on the exit? Or save it for the next episode, man. Y'all let us know real quick, chat. See if he answer. Fuck it. If he answer, we own it. If he answer, we own it. If he don't.
I just feel like he watched it. I shouldn't have said his name before we did it. If he was watching, he still would have seen that shit.
So we're going to do it spontaneously, man. You can do it spontaneously, man. Hey, but this is No Jumper, the coolest motherfucking podcast in the motherfucking world. And it says no statement. Oh, shit. Let's see if he answers. Hold on, shit. Hold on.
Tell them all got bugged. Which one was that? Tell them they just took Brick watch. He gotta come get us.
What are you doing, my nigga?
Church.
What are you
doing? Oh, 6-0.
What?
You gotta get Goody.
Hang up the phone, cuz. Suck. We was trying to prank call you, bro.
You really suck, hey, no, guy. You fucked it up.
Hey, did you think that was Brick? Hold on, wait. Time out. I wasn't done.
I wasn't saying did you play think like that was you Brick? Yeah. I told him that they just took my watch. Nigga, he gotta come get us, bro.
Oh, that would have did it. I didn't hear you. See, hey, look. Hey, we gonna work on the prank calls till the next week. Hey.
This nigga's trash,
fuck, man. We fucked it up. Hey, hold on, wait. No,
give me my phone, man.
Did you think that was Brick, yes or no? All right.
That's cool. Hey, Shark, man, we all know statements, man. What you got to say for Lil Boom, a bitch-ass nigga?
And academics,
you know
man.
You know what I'm saying? A bitch-ass little booty toucher, man.
Yeah, you're caught, buddy. You're gone.
You're caught.
You're gone. Bye-bye. You're gone. On my soul. He's a goner.
You already know, man. It's been no jumper, no statement, man. We out this motherfucker. They done fucked up the prank call, man. All
peace,
right, it's love.
YBG for the big old feet.
Make sure y'all tune into the Liddy Show.
Tune in to the Liddy Show. We got Big Liddy. We got Young Barry Gordy and the Brickster, man. You know what I'm saying? We going to have the prank call the next time. We going to have it all the way together, man. Until then, man, next week, man, tap in, man. It's Brick. Don't
Wednesday,
see late,
Wednesday,
nigga.
Wednesday.
Liddy, baby.
No statements.